At about the same time that Queen Isabel of Castile sponsored Columbus's voyage, she also commissioned a great artist named Gil de Silo to construct an elaborate tomb in Burgos for her parents. Here, St. James the Apostle and patron saint of Spain is represented as a pilgrim, with cockle shells on the upturned brim of his hat, as a clasp for his cloak, and on his bag. He carries a gourd for water and a long staff typical of the pilgrims of Santiago de Compostela, where St. James is believed to be buried. From the 10th century on, thousands of pilgrims journeyed each year to Compostela, which became the primary pilgrimage destination in Christendom after Jerusalem and Rome. Timothy Husband is curator of medieval art in the cloisters.
Alabaster was widely used in the 15th century in funerary monuments. It was a favorite material because, unlike stone when it was quarried, it was a relatively soft material. And only after it was carved and cured did it become hard and stone-like. Indeed, the carvers of alabaster did not use stone carvers' tools, but use the tools that wood carvers used. The cloisters actually has a remarkable ensemble of alabaster carvings from the 15th century, which are all exhibited nearby the James the Greater.